Well, welcome to Unity Center of Light, located here in Bowie, Maryland. I'm Reverend Millage Mosby.
And I'm Pamela Mosby.
And we look forward to bringing you this service today. So glad you've joined us for this service. We always like to remind you that there is a Zoom fellowship, Zoom worship fellowship on Sunday mornings at 10:30. And in that Zoom fellowship, you can watch this the message and meditation with your Unity family. Lots of other folks are on that session, and you get a chance to interact with them. You can, after the talk and meditation, we can have discussion about the talk if you have questions, but it's just a time for you to be in community with other Unity people. So please join us on 10:30 on Sunday mornings for that Zoom fellowship. And also, the first Sunday of every month, we have a combination in person and Zoom simultaneously. So if you have not ever joined us in person, we invite you next Sunday, which is the first Sunday of the month of August, to join us in that service. And you can find out more information about this in your e-newsletter and weekly update. If you're not receiving those, you can always go to our website, unitycenteroflight.org. And there you can find all the information. And thank you so much for all the donations that you've been sending to support Unity Center of Light and the work that we're doing. We appreciate all of your donations and are very thankful for them. And if you're new again and don't know how to donate and you're inspired by the service, you can click on the Show More button right below and see all the ways that you can donate. And also, if you like this inspired by the service, please click on the Like button, leave a comment, click on the Subscription button in the lower right-hand corner of this screen you're watching, and, you know, so that we can just, you know that we are meeting your needs, and that's very important to us. But right now, we're going to get started with Pamela.
Thank you. Well, good morning and welcome to the Unity Center of Light, a spiritual community that nurtures the growth of all who are seeking to develop and fully express their spirit, mind, and body. Please join me as we affirm our mission and foundation statements together. Let's begin with the mission statement. The mission of Unity Center of Light is to empower individuals to express their indwelling divine identity. We teach there is a power within each of us far greater than anything that exists outside of us. And now let's affirm our foundation statement. Together, there is only one power and one presence, active in my life and affairs, God the good, omnipotent. Amen. And now we have the daily word reading for today, Sunday, July 30th. The key word is wonder, and the affirmation is, I view my life through eyes of wonder. I feel inspired watching a young child discovering new things, eyes wide with awe and wonder. Even the smallest experiences, feeling the tickle of a butterfly on the skin or blowing seeds of a dandelion, are a marvel and a joy. I think of this when disappointing life experiences chip away at my sense of awe and appreciation. Today, I let go of disillusionment and open my heart and my eyes to once again live in wonder. As I view life anew, I renew my belief in the goodness of life and of all people. I open myself to the unexpected treasures happening all around me each day. Wonder is a precious gift. One I use to appreciate the marvels unfolding before me. The scripture reading is taken from Acts 3:10, and it reads, they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Amen. And now we'll have the Sunday message with Reverend Butch.
Thank you, hon. So we are continuing with really kind of some of the thinking from last week's lesson. You remember that was translation leads to transformation. And ever since that lesson, I've been thinking about a lot about how the process of transformation in our individual lives can be recognized. Okay? And I do believe that there is a collective transformation that has and is occurring in the human race. But on a more personal level, I think what we are most interested in is being able to recognize the transformation that's occurring within our own being, meaning within our own personal nature, the essence of all that we are, okay, including our mental, physical, emotional, spiritual essence, as well as our striving to be more fully grasp the concept of God. Okay, as we are transforming, part of that process is really trying to more fully grasp the concept of God. And this is still something we're trying to come to grips with, you know, this concept of God. First is actually existing. I think we most all believe God exists. And second, God existing in our lives. Those are the two things we're trying to really grasp. And it might be presumptuous to assume that we do not doubt our own existence. You know, Rene Descartes. Descartes, thank you. Rene Descartes explained our reality of ourselves is, I doubt, therefore I think. I think, therefore I am, right? And the Albert Ellis Institute expressed that this statement made by Descartes, it says this statement serves as a foundation for knowledge in the face of radical doubt, okay? It implies that while other knowledge could be a figment of imagination, deception, or mistake, the very fact of doubting one's own existence served as proof of the reality of one's own mind. So therefore, there must be a thinking entity or self for there to be a thought. Okay. So using the same concept for establishing our own existence, could we use that avenue of thought to deepen our thought about the reality and existence of God? Okay. As Descartes said, I think, therefore I am. So what about the idea of I think about God, therefore God is real? Or I think about God in my life and affairs, therefore God is in my life and affairs? Or I think about my personal experience of God, therefore God is personal to me. See, the idea being to come to know in the essence of your being that just as I know that I am real, I also know that God is real. Each level of knowing that God is real and active in our life and affairs moves us through another stage of transformation. Okay, so as we explored in last week's lesson, translation leads to, we talked about how translation leads to transformation. The more we contemplate and unravel the mystery of God in our lives, the greater our ability to recognize our own transformation. Okay. And as we talked about in last week's lesson, I think we are most capable of understanding our lives from the perspective of translation, because we are doing it all the time, okay? We are at best information gatherers and translators, because after all, we're living in the information age, also known as the computer age, the digital age, the new media age, right? There's a flood of information coming at us from all directions. And our work is to decipher the information we are bombarded with and convert or translate it into the language that makes the most sense to our individual thought process. Okay? And we're doing that all the time. And as we know, all the information we receive can mean very different things to each of us. You know, you see how it is when we discuss a topic, we each can have a totally different viewpoint of that topic. So from all that we see and hear and experience, how can we know what is the truth that can lead to transformation and what is just propaganda? Propaganda being anything that leads us away from the truth. Because when we allow ourselves to be led away from that which is based on the truth, it causes confusion. It keeps us from transforming to higher states of spiritual awareness. It keeps us just translating information, as we talked about last week, as we continue along the horizontal life plane. Okay? So think of truth as being that which remains true, regardless of the outer appearances of circumstances surrounding our lives. Okay? Truth, and we know this definition, think of truth as being that which remains true, regardless of what the outer appearances of circumstances are surrounding our lives. For example, Paul expressed in 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 6, something we're very familiar with. This is a truth. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongdoing. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. That's an example of truth. And anything that takes us away from that truth is what we're calling propaganda. And as much as we love this verse, and at the same time often find it difficult to follow that truth, it still remains the truth. So the challenge with truth is that it is transcendental, meaning it is beyond the ordinary or common circumstances and situations that challenge the joy in our lives. But it is not beyond our ability to grasp it. Truth is not beyond our ability to grasp it. So when we are in a conscious awareness of truth, then thoughts like lack, let me just emphasize that again. When we are in a conscious awareness of truth, okay, then thoughts like lack and limitation and hatred and anger and prejudice that are evident in the human experience cannot alter our sense of truth of things like fulfillment and abundance and love and peace and harmony and compassion that are perpetual in the realm of truth. Okay? And then this is one of my musings that I thought I'd put up here because it might not be clear if I'm just speaking. It says, this is because that which we understand to be God, and as we contemplate the existence of God in relationship with the existence of ourselves, is occurring in the realm of truth and is forever ready to impart the truth of itself into our lives. So basically, while we're trying to contemplate truth, we're contemplating truth in the realm of truth, and that truth is ready to impart itself into our lives to make us aware of ourselves. And our awareness of this brings peace and harmony into our lives. When we become aware of the fact that we are having these thoughts in the realm of truth, that when we open ourselves to receive that truth, okay, it brings peace and harmony into our lives. But we need to understand that even though our thoughts are a lot of times in the realm of truth, we cannot alter truth to fit our troubled circumstances. It is we who must alter ourselves to raise our consciousness to the realm of truth, which is God. Okay, so it's sort of like, you know, thinking about 1 Corinthians 13. We can't argue with that statement, you know, with things that are happening in our lives to change the truth that love never fails. We can't. Okay, we can, but it doesn't change the fact that the truth is love never fails. That's what that whole slide was talking about. And in an article titled The Universal Truth of the Spiritual Path, authored by Luisa Olivios, she writes, at this moment, we lack spirituality at all levels of being. And we're going to talk about that. And she said, this is because our focus is mostly outside of ourselves, which allows thoughts and feelings to be impressed upon us based on how we interpret what we're seeing or experiencing, okay? So Luisa is not saying that we're not spiritual. She's merely pointing out that we may lack the spiritual strength to remain spiritually connected at all levels of our being. And as we talked about in last week's lesson, there are times and situations in which we can stand our spiritual ground and not waver. But as we all know, there are times in our lives when stuff happens that shakes us right down to the core of our being. And this could be things that are personal stuff, things that are happening locally, globally, you know, nationally, or environmentally. You know, and there is so much happening in the world all at the same time and on so many different fronts that is calling for us to shore up our spirituality at all levels of our being. And what we can make, you know, what can make this really challenging, this whole process, is that because we are in the media age, the chaos in the world is presented in real time, drawing us into it whether or not we want to be drawn into it. Like a situation in the news the other night, the news does this all the time, and say, this may be hard to watch. Right? And then they show it anyway. Right? And it really, sometimes it's heart-wrenching what they're showing on the news. But Oprah Winfrey, she expressed this. She says, I think there needs to be change of consciousness in reporting the news. I think there needs to be a change in consciousness in reporting the news. That's what she says. An effort to seek new ground. She says, why can't the news focus more on all the good in the world, you know? And there, you know, there is a long-standing debate about watching the news or not watching the news, especially among folks who claim to be on a spiritual path. You know, there's this whole thing, oh, you shouldn't watch the news because. Other people say, well, you should watch the news because. But there was an article in July 2023, Science of Mind magazine, in which the author wrote, he said, while the debate rages on about watching the news or not watching the news, there are many challenging things happening on our planet. The primary way we can all make a difference is to bring our awareness full of light, to bring our awareness full of light to being present with what is happening in the news. And this way, the stories in the news can be seen as prayer requests. They might be our daily invitation to send thoughts of peace and wholeness out into the world, okay? So when we think about what is ours to do, it may be as simple as being the one who is part of a collective force that accepts the invitation to send prayers of peace and wholeness into the world. And Martin Luther King said, life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? Okay. And Ernest Holmes wrote in his book, Ideas for Living, he wrote, we should give of ourselves in love, we should give of ourselves in love and in service to others in a spirit of generosity and good fellowship. To refuse to give is to refuse to receive. For everything moves in circles. Real giving is the givingness of yourself to others. This may be in the form of a kind word, a thoughtful act, perhaps just a smile that can help lighten the burden of others, okay? And you see, this can be done at whatever level of comfort that works for you. Whenever you find yourself among others, okay, you can think about this idea of what is mine to do. I know on my early morning walks, I've befriended so many people during my walks over the years, you know, and what began as a cordial good morning has become a friendly greeting which shines some light on my day as well as me shining some light on the days of others, okay? And there's so many people that I've developed that relationship with who walk around the same time that I do. And it's interesting how sometimes when I walk past someone I haven't seen before, and you can tell that they are not in the presence of mind to say hello, whatever is going on in their lives, okay? And when I say hello or good morning to them, it sort of catches them off guard as if it's not something they are used to or maybe something they weren't even open to. But when I see them again, you know, on another day or even sometimes passing them again on that body of water I walk around in Allen Park, they'll usually smile and say hello again. And if there are people behind me, I will usually hear that person who didn't seem to be open to saying hello or greeting. I'll hear them saying hello to the people that are behind me, okay? So this is another way of looking at the slogan, pass it forward, right? And an affirmation that we can use to embrace this idea of service to others is in Science of Mind magazine, Tuesday, July 18, 2023. It says, I embrace the givingness of the divine that seeks expression through me as I easily and effortlessly am in service to others, okay? So this idea of service to others can be in whatever ways fit your personality, okay? That's a key point. The idea is that whenever you come in contact with another human being, you express love in your own way. Now keep in mind that the way to spiritual transformation is by continuously being in a consciousness of loving expression, okay? Now, we read in 1 John 4, 7 through 8, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is God. And here's an important line. And the one who loves God is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love, all right? Now, to repeat, the one who loves one who loves is born of God and knows God. To be born of God is to come into the reality that truly God is real and active in your life and affairs, and shows up as love, both as you giving and receiving love, okay? So no longer are you wondering if God is real at this stage, because you feel yourself giving and receiving God as love. Now, this takes us back to what we said in the beginning of this lesson as a way to make God more real in our life and hearts. And this is the musing that I did earlier, just repeating it. It says, I think about God, therefore God is real. Or I think about God in my life and affairs, therefore God is in my life and affairs. Or I think about my personal experience of God, therefore God is personal to me. Again, the idea being to come to know in the essence of your being that just as I know that I am real, I also know that God is real. Each level of knowing that God is real and active in our life and affairs moves us through another stage of transformation. Okay? So this is an interlocking statement. This is an interlocking statement about the interlocking relationship between you and God, between me and God. It is the beginning of our understanding that the truth we seek is at the core of our being. The truth we seek is at the core of our being. Truth is a universal force that binds us together and to God. Okay? So the ultimate aim of each one of us is to gain greater and greater conscious awareness of the truth and how it is showing up in our lives. Okay? But there is a caveat to this. As you are striving to gain greater and greater awareness of the truth and how it's showing up in your life, the caveat is that the more we are awakened to the truth of our being, the greater the possibility that we may become restless and unsatisfied with how we're showing up in our life. Okay? We may begin to evaluate our contributions to society as a whole. We may begin to question ourselves and our activities by asking, am I bearing witness to God as a love that supersedes and overrides the negativity that surrounds me? Am I bearing witness to God as a love that supersedes and overrides the negativity that surrounds me? Or am I bearing witness to the human condition that seems to justify and support the perpetuation of negativity? Or we could simply break it down to, am I part of the problem or am I part of the divine solution? Okay. Now, a greater understanding of the truth within us will help us to answer the question, help us answer that question, am I part of the problem or part of the divine solution? Right? And the answer we receive from the depths of our own being to that question will transform us in ways we could not imagine. Because truth is our liberator. You know the saying, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. Truth is our liberator. It's important to understand that in our working with truth, we will be guided and directed to people, places, and things in the world to fulfill our needs. But with one major difference, we will recognize the truth that all the good that shows up in our lives is a manifestation of the good that God is. Okay? So when we establish a conscious oneness with divine mind, when we establish this conscious oneness with divine mind, we simultaneously relieve ourselves of the burden of trying to change the world according to our definition. We instead become an instrument of spirit and a living demonstration of the truth. We bring about change by the way we live our lives. Okay? Now, Dr. Roger Teal, he wrote this. He says, remember, what this world needs is an enlightened synergy that is sensitive, proactive, and compassionate rather than judgmental, critical, and apathetic. Right? And I want to end with this quote from Ernest Holmes from his book, Love and Law. And this is what he says. He says, you are each a law unto yourself. Become unto yourself a law of happiness, a law of peace, a law of health and life and love and truth and beauty, and go forth to radiate that which you feel yourself to be. It is the only salvation that will ever come into this world. And so it is. Amen. And now we're going to have meditation with Pamela.
So, Unity family, let's take a moment now to relax and allow ourselves to pause and be still. If you wish, you may close your eyes to block out any distractions that may be around you, or you may take a downward gaze. Take in a deep breath and feel yourself begin to relax a little more. Be aware of your body as you breathe in and out. Allow any tension to gently slip away. In this moment, you let go of any troubles on your heart and mind as you become fully present to this now moment. And I invite you now to take the following words as your very own. I find that it doesn't take that much time out of my day to find peace, sweet peace. True peace is in me always. As I quiet my mind and relax my body, I find that there is a deep peace already there. In this moment of stillness, I feel this tranquil presence within me. I silently affirm to myself, in quiet times of prayer, I am filled with a sense of tranquility. In quiet times of prayer, I am filled with a sense of tranquility. I feel this deep peace filling me from my toes to the top of my head. Inner peace is a quiet choice within that no one sees and that no one hears. It is a gentle and simple state of being. Fully embracing each moment, whatever that is, brings me peace. Nothing can disturb the calm peace of my soul as I open myself to the divine power within. As I breathe in and out once more, I feel a peaceful oneness with all of life. And now let us come ye apart a while in the silence of the secret place of the Most High. Here you may share your prayers, your deepest heartfelt emotions, and know that your prayers will be answered as soon as they are offered up. Gracious Spirit, thank you for the answered prayers in the name and nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen. We'll slowly come back to your surroundings. And as you continue on with the rest of your morning and your evening, remember that you are always in God and God is always in you.
So this is the time we open our hearts and minds to give thanks to God, the universe, Holy Spirit, for all the blessings that, you know, we have in our lives and all the blessings that continuously come into our lives. So this is our personal prosperity prayer for ourselves. So let's say this together. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I am, all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Thank you for all the blessings you provide for me and through me. Amen.
Amen.
And this next one, the offering blessing, is for just being thankful for all the all the offerings that are sent in to support Unity Center of Light, so that we can continue the work that we do that seems to inspire so many. So hold your offering in your hand, in your mind, in your spirit. Let's say this offering blessing together. We bless and give thanks for these tithes and offerings as they go forth to continue the healing, loving work being done through the Unity Center of Light. Amen. All right. And now you have light notes.
Yes. So backpacks and school supplies for Bowie area youth. So today's the last day in July, but through August the 19th, we have some in-person collection times. So Sunday 8-6, that's an in-person service next Sunday. We'll sort and determine what else we need to let the congregation know. And then Saturdays 8-5, 8-12, and 8-17, that's August 5th, 12th, and 17th, from 12 noon to 2 p.m. at the church office. Now, if you don't know what to purchase, make a clearly marked donation before August 15th, and we'll do the shopping for you. Saturday, August the 19th, we're going to sort new donations and determine what goes in backpacks and start filling them. And then from the 21st through the 24th of August, we'll be picking up and delivering backpacks to the school. We'll do that by the 25th because school starts on August the 28th. If you have any questions, please email Patty and let her know if you'd like to pack or deliver backpacks to area schools. And backpacks for middle and high school students must be clear or see-through. Okay, so that takes care of the backpacks. On Sunday, August 6th, next Sunday, we'll have our live in-person and Zoom service, and Quiet the Mountain will be performing the music for us. Be sure to join us for the service and our fellowship following the service with refreshments. On Sunday, August the 13th, our guest speaker will be Michelle Senegal, and we will have special music from Robert Hitz. And our next Women of Unity get-together is going to be Saturday, August the 26th at 2:30 p.m. We will have our luncheon at the church office. Remember, this is an open group. All women may attend. It is potluck, so please let me know what you will be bringing. You can send me an email. And also mark your calendar for that date and that time, so you won't forget. Okay? Thank you for everything. That concludes the announcements.
Okay, so
it's time
to
bless the path that we each will walk this week. We're going to say our affirmation with passion, zeal, and gusto.
All right. I go forward in the spirit of the Lord,
knowing my way is made easy, joyous, healthy, and prosperous,
and I am grateful. All right, let's go right to our prayer for protection together.
The light of God surrounds us. I am light. The love of God enfolds us. I am love. The power of God protects us. I am power. The presence of God watches over us. I am presence. Wherever we are, God is. I am divine. And all is well. And that's the truth.
All right. So it's been our pleasure to bring you this service today. We hope to see you next week in our in-person service at the center, Ken Hill Center. Again, if you are not familiar with that, you can find more information on the on our website, unitycenteroflight.org, or call the office or your e-newsletter or weekly update. We'll all be talking about it. But other than that, stay cool this coming week, and we will see you next week.
Bye-bye.